Lieutenant Edis?
Michael Edis, yes.
Alrighty. What happened here?
A 55-year-old male was driving his bicycle north through the Pizza Hut parking lot along First Avenue North and went onto Alexander Street and was coming out in such a way he didn't anticipate a car coming, locked his brakes up, flew over the handlebars, and impacted his head to the asphalt and the roadway on Alexander. And the driver apparently didn't see him and drove the front end of the car over his body. He's been transported to the Aspirus Hospital. Right now, as far as I know, he's still alive, and I don't know how serious his injuries are.
So, if I understand this right, he came through this driveway here. And locked up his brakes and slid down and was run over?
He locked up his brakes on his bicycle and went over the, you know, head over the handlebars and impacted the ground with his head where the cone is over there. Okay. And then the driver ended up driving over him, and I don't know to what depth of the car. But a couple people who were on scene, pedestrians, helped lift the front bumper of the car a bit so the driver could back away and get off of him to help him to survive. And then the ambulance came and they took care of his needs and transported him to the hospital. He's being checked by doctors right now.
At this point, it appears it may be the bicycle operator's fault for coming out into traffic?
Certainly so, yeah. Yeah, he didn't yield right away. He came through the parking lot without warning.
How's the driver handling the surprise and the shock of having this incident?
The driver is a 19-year-old female, and she's quite shook up.
Anything you want to add? Maybe a little bicycle advice today?
You know, stop before you come to a driveway that goes out into the roadway. Look both ways, make sure it's clear, and enter. Use good common sense and drive with patience instead of trying to think of getting home quickly.
Yeah. We should probably remind people that if they got wheels, they have to follow the same rules.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, there's rules for bicyclists, too, and this is a tragedy. I mean, it could have been prevented.